Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Samach Zayin. We are six lines from the bottom of Samach Vav and Beis. Actually, it's the first of the widest lines there. It says, "Mo Ashkechon Tomedu Pesach Dachu Shabbos." We've concluded yesterday that just as Tomed is brought even on Shabbos, we learn it from a pasuk, Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatoy al Oila Satomed, indicating that the Tomed will be brought even on Shabbos. We draw a parallel from there to Pesach using Gezer Shava Meyadoy Meyadoy, Pesach as well will be brought on Shabbos. So that we know for a fact, Ashkechon Tomedu Pesach Dachu Shabbos. But how do we know that both Karbonis are doicha even tuma? Suppose Yisro with tummy, the Kehanim with tummy. We bring the Pesach betuma. We bring Karbon tumah betuma. Rashi says this is a known fact. It's a given. How do we know that? Menolan. Amri, they answered. Ki heichid the yalef Pesach mitumah l'inyan Shabbos. Just as we learned Pesach from tumah with respect to Shabbos. Tamid is Deicha Shabbos, Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, Hachi Nami. The same thing will apply as well to Tumah. Yolif, Tamid or Pesach, Lini Tumah. We will learn Tamid from Pesach with respect to Tumah, just as a Korban Pesach is brought by Tumah, Korban Tamid will be brought by Tumah as well. Upesach Gufi Minolan, and Pesach itself, how do we know? If Yisrael are Tamid, they will proceed and bring the Korban Pesach even when they are Tamid. Omar B'Yechon and Damakro. Ish, ish. Ki tamei lo nefesh. Torah says, if an individual will happen to be tamei lo nefesh, that tamei meis, he cannot bring the Pesach Rishon, rather, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. We learn from here, this postponement only applies to an individual. Ish nitchila Pesach Sheni. If it applies to an individual, yeah, he can't bring Pesach Rishon, he has to bring Pesach Sheni. Vein tzibur nitchila Pesach Sheni. However, a tzibur, if the public, the crowd became tummy, Rav of Yisrael at tummy, they won't be postponed, they won't be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. El Avdi Betumah, rather, they proceed and bring their Pesach Rishon, even though it's Betumah. So this is the marker, that Pesach is the Chetumah. And from here, we're going to draw a parallel to Korban Tamid as well, presumably using that same Zera Shava, that Korban Tamid will also be brought Betumah. Omer Leid Abshim Malach Shab Yechman. Perhaps we can learn the pasuk a bit differently and come to a different conclusion. Ema, let's say as follows. Ish nitchila Pesach Sheni. Yeah, an individual, he will get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. He has that option. Tzibur, however, if the Tzibur was tamei, they no longer have another option. Les lo takant. Why be Pesach Rishon? They can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're tamei. Will they be Pesach Sheni? Nor can they bring Pesach Sheni. So certainly the pasuk is speaking about an individual, but perhaps the tzibur is more chomer than a yachid. Once they can't bring Pesach Rishon, they don't have a Pesach Sheni option. That was specific to a yachid, not to a tzibur. So how do you know from here that a tzibur will bring the Korban Pesach Betuma? If they're tamei, perhaps they can't bring anything, Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Ella Omar Reb Shimon Malachish Mihacha. Rather, he says, we're going to learn this halacha from the following pasuk. And we're going to prove from here that a tzibur can bring the Korban Pesach Betumah. The pasuk says, Yishalchu min ha-machne. They meant to send away all these tmeim from the machne, from the Beis HaMikdash, called Tzorua, whether it's a Metzora, v'chol Zav, v'chol Tomei Lenefesh, or a person who became tmeimis. The question is, why does the pasuk have to go through this entire list? Yoimar Tmei Mason. We simply could have spoken about the Tmei Mace, which is the more lenient form of Tumah relative to Zav and Metzora, which are self-generated Tumahs. Tmei Mace receives his Tumah from an external source. So he's a more lenient, a less severe type of Tumah. The Torah could have simply referenced him, send him away from the Beis HaMikdash, while Yoimar Zav and Metzora, without discussing the other types of Tmei Mace, I'll simply conclude on my own. If Tmei Mace Mishtachem, if a Tmei Mace needs to be sent away despite the fact that he doesn't have such severe Tumah, he received his Tumah from an external source. If Tmei Mace Mishtachem, Zavan Mitzaran, like Koshkin, of course the other ones will have to be sent away. So why does the Torah have to go through the entire list? Ella Yesh Lecha Shah, the pasuk here is indicating there was a point in history, a point in time shezavin and mitzvah and mishtachin, that these different types of tmeim have different halachas. There is a point in time, there is a situation when a zavin and mitzvah need to be sent away. Ve'ein tmeim meisim mishtachin, but not the tmeim meisim. So that's why we have to list them all. Because sometimes it applies to one, not to the other. When do we have a situation where tmei meis remains in the Beis HaMikdash and a Zav Mitzrayim needs to be sent out? Ve'ezeh, ze Pesach HaBetumah. When Rav Yisrael tmei meis, they bring the carbon Pesach HaBetumah, so the tmei meis remains inside the Beis HaMikdash. But the Zav Mitzrayim, who are different types of tmei and they're self-generated tumah, they have to be sent away. Say we have a mocker. That there is a concept of Pesach HaBetumah. Says Rashi on top, Elo yesh l'chasho shezav Mitzrayim mishtalchen min Azara. We have a time where the Zav and Mitzar to be sent away, but the Tamei Meis belongs in there. When is that? Pesach HaBetumah. Kshurev Tzvi Tzmein B'meis Oysim Pesach HaBetumah. When most of Klal Yisrael Tamei Meis, they proceed, they do their Pesach HaBetumah. But this doesn't apply to the Zav and Mitzar. The Zav and Mitzar they get pushed away and pushed off to Pesach Shein. So according to Rav Shimon Malakish, this Pasuk is a mocker that Pesach will be brought betumah. Amar Abaye, he disagrees with Shimon Lakish's makom, because according to this diuk, according to this approach, we actually can conclude and come to a maskana and derive an erroneous halacha as well. Amar Abaye, ihachi, if this is how you're going to approach this pasuk, leima nami, we can also say as follows. The pasuk had three in its list: tmei meis, zav and mitzer. Yoimar zav utmei meisim. The pasuk could have said zav and tmei meisim. Val yoimar mitzer, and not discuss mitzer, which is the most severe type of tumah relative to zav and tmei meis. The more we'll discuss later. So why? Why does I have to go through all three of them? Val yoimar. I should have just said Zav and Tmei Meis, but I would just conclude on my own. Zav Mishtaleach, Mitzor Loi Koshkin. If a Zav gets sent out, certainly a Mitzor. So why does the Torah have to go through all three? Ella, Yesh L'chasho, Shem Mitzoron Mishtalchen. So perhaps we should conclude as follows. This is similar to Shimon Lakish's approach, but it's a little bit different, a little bit of a different version. He's focusing on the fact that the Torah listed Mitzor as well. Says Abaye, the Torah could have said Tmei Meis and Zav, and we will know Mitzorah on our own. Let's apply the same formula as the Shimon Lakish applied. Apparently, there's a time, there's a point in history, Elo yesh l'chasho shemitzorah mishtalchen, that a Mitzorah needs to be sent out. It doesn't belong to Azor. Ve'in Zavin u'Tmei Meis mishtalchen, but the less severe form of Tumah, Tmei Meis and Zav, will not be sent out. Ve'ezeh, when is that? Ze Pesach v'betumah. Right? Apparently we're speaking about a Pesach which will be brought betumah. And in that case, the Tmei Meis and the Zav can take part, but not the Mitzorah. Is that the point of the Pasuk? That's why it lists Mitzorah as well, to indicate that Mitzorah is in a different class. At times, the Tmei Meis and the Zav belong there, but not the Mitzorah. V'chitei machinami, do you think that that's the case? That during the Pesach, which is Bar Betumah, not only the Tmei Meis can take part, but also the Zav, the Mitzorah is precluded, but the Zav can take part? Is that so? It's actually not true. Do you think that's so? But now we learned in the Mishnah, Pesach HaBetumah. When the Pesach is brought Betumah, it's specific to Tmei Meis, etc., but not the Zav and the Metzorah. Well, you're echel menu Zav and Mezavais. Nidais v'yaldais. These self-generated Tmeim, who created the Tumah is sourced in their own goof, they can't take part in the Korban Pesach Betumah, v'machlo p'tur. So if they ate, they're pot. But l'chatchila, they can't take part in this type of Korban Pesach. So Abaye is disputing Rav Shimon Lakish's dik, because according to your formula, we're going to conclude an erroneous halacha. We're going to conclude that during the Pesach of Betumah, the Zav and Tmei Meis can take part, but not the Mitzor, which is not true. Elam Abaye lo'ilam mikra kama. Apparently, he says the first approach, the first pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan, is the correct approach. The pasuk said, "Ish ish ki atami lenefesh," indicating that this halacha applies to an individual. He cannot do Pesach Rishon But the tzibur can do Pesach Rishon betum. That was Rabbi Yochanan's approach. The kasha on that was, perhaps, yeah, there's a difference between a Yochanan and a tzibur, but lechumra, a tzibur cannot even do Pesach Sheni once they were tummy. If they're tummy, they can't do Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Perhaps that's the pshat in the pasuk. A tzibur is different than a yochanan, but lechumra. That was the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Says Abaye, I'm going to prove that a tzibur has more privileges than a yochid. When the Torah is differentiated between a tzibur and a yochid, it's to give them additional rights, additional privileges. Why? Im kein, if that's the case, that the tzibur is more chomer, and when they're tamei, they can't bring Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Im kein nichtav rachmani ish ish ki a tamei. The pasuk could have simply said, if a ish will be tamei. And from there he can conclude, well, when a yachid is tamei, he can't bring Pesach Rishon, but he can bring Pesach Sheni. But when a tzibur is tamei, they can't bring Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. L'nefesh lamli. But why does the pasuk have to add that the yachid is tamei l'nefesh? Which sets the tmei meis apart from everything else. What's the point of that? Apparently, the Torah is coming to tell you that a tzibur is more kal than a yachid. A yachid who is tamei cannot bring Pesach Rishon, but a tzibur who is tamei can bring Pesach Rishon betum. But this only applies to a tmei lenefesh, as we said earlier, because a zav, a metzora, they cannot take part in the Pesach Rishon habo betum. When the tzibur a tmei nefesh, the tmei nefesh can take part, but not the zav and the metzora. So the fact that the Torah added tmei lenefesh, that indicates that the Torah is trying to teach us that a tzibur, which is tmei nefesh, they can bring the Pesach Rishon b'tumah. They have privileges. The tzibur is different than the yochid. They have more rights. But this only applies to a tmei nefesh. A zav and metzora, who are self-generated tmei, they can't take part. So this is a raya, that the point of the pasuk is to teach us that a tzibur can bring the Pesach Rishon betumah. V'chi teima says, well, one second, maybe we'll learn it a bit differently. V'chi teima ala nefesh, lochi da'asa. Perhaps, no. Let's go back to the original kasha. Maybe when the Torah says that the yochid is tamei, the Torah is telling you the yochid can bring a Pesach Sheni. But the tzibur who are tamei during Pesach Rishon, they can't bring Pesach Rishon, they cannot bring Pesach Sheni as well. Why does the pasuk speak about tamei lenefesh? Perhaps v'chitei mahal lenefesh lochi da'asa. It's coming to teach the following aloch, that even when a yachid who cannot bring Pesach Rishon but can bring Pesach Sheni, this only applies to a tamei nefesh. Ha'tamei meis hu denitach l'Pesach Sheni, he has the second option, Pesach Sheni option. Aval shar tamei loy. But perhaps a zav and metzora, a yachid metzora, who cannot bring Pesach Rishon, cannot even bring Pesach Sheni. That's the point of speaking about tamei lenefesh. Aval shar tmeim loy, but that's not true. V'atani will enter a brisa. Yochel lo yehu oisin Pesach Sheni. Perhaps Pesach Sheni rights only apply a l'tmei meisim. Shoyib derech choyka. If he's a tmei meis during the time of the first Pesach, or he was on a trip far away, perhaps these fellows have the Pesach Sheni option. But Zavin, Umetzayroin, Ubay Alinida is one who lives with Anida, all these types of Tmeim. Minayin, how do you know that they also are included in this Pesach Sheni option? Tamalami Ish Ish. Torah begins by saying Ish Ish, which indicates all types of Tmeim. So it's very clear that the Pesach Sheni option was granted to all types of Tmeim. If there's an individual who could not bring the Pesach Rishon for whatever reason, whether it was Tamei Meis, Azav, a Metzora, he still has Pesach Sheni option. So L'Nefesh is called Rachman Alamali. So why then does the Torah stress that we're speaking about a Tamei Nefesh? Oh, Ela Hachikamar. Apparently, the correct approach is Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Ish Nitchel Pesach Sheni. Ish Ki Yitam L'Nefesh teaches us that if it's an individual, he cannot bring Pesach Rishon, he must bring Pesach Sheni. But a collective crowd, in oilam, a tzibur, They don't have to wait to Pesach Sheni. El Avdi Betumah. They can bring the Karm Rishon Betumah. The reason why the Torah speaks about Lenefesh is to teach you. V'chi Avdi Tzibur Betumah. Yeah. And even when the Tzibur brings the Karm Pesach Betumah, Betumah Meis. Only applies to a Tumah Meis. Who received his Tumah from an external source. It's not such a severe form of Tumah. Aval Shar Tumah Zalei Avdi. But other types of Tumah, such as the Zav, the Metzora, where the Tumah is self-generated, it's Tumah Yetzim Meguvay, they cannot take part even in the Pesach Habav Tumah. So in conclusion, we looked for a source that a Tzibur will bring their Karm Pesach Betumah. We have Rabbi Yechanan, Ish Ish Ki Yatamah LeNefesh, he needs to bring Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur can bring the Pesach Rishon Betumah, by Rishon Malakish. The fact that the Torah gave us an extensive list of all those individuals who need to be sent out of the Beis HaMidosh, the Tamei Meis, the Zav, and the Mitzar, which indicates that perhaps there is a time that a Tamei Meis will be left inside but the other one sent out. Abaye didn't like that pshat because it's going to bring us to a mistaken conclusion that even a Zav can take part in the Pesach HaBav Tumah, which is incorrect. Therefore he says the correct approach seems to be a Reichnans, only an Ish cannot do the Pesach Rishon, he must do Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur can do Pesach Rishon, but you meant to know, this doesn't apply to the Zav and the Metzora, who are Tumah HaYotzei Megufa. Amar Rav Chisda, Metzora SheNichnas Lefnim Mechitzasei Pot. We know that there are three Machnes. For instance, in the Mishkan, there was a Machne Shechina, the actual Mishkan. There was the Machne Leviya, which camped around, the Levim who camped around the Mishkan. That was a step lower in its Kedusha status. And then we had the Machne Yisrael, which was the outer ring. So we have three categories of Machnes, three separate levels of Kedusha. And we have three different classes of Tmeim, which correspond to those Machnes. We need to be sent out of those Machnes. The Pasuk says, V'yishalchum an ha-machne. As we learned before, you have to send away the Tamei Meis, the Zav and the Metzora. But each one has to be sent out to a different area. Each one has his own territory. For instance, the Tamei Meis, or the Tamei Sheretz, they don't belong in the Mishkan. They need to be sent beyond the Mishkan, into the Machne Leviyah. So they have to be sent out of one Machne, into Machne Leviyah. We have the Zav, who occupies the Machne Yisrael, because he's a more severe form of Tamei. He doesn't belong in the Machne Leviyah. He has to go out to Machne Yisrael. Then we have the Metzora, which is the worst of all. He sits outside the cities, outside the Machne Yisrael. Says Rav Chisda, Metzora shenichnas lefnim mechitzasei. Suppose a Metzora wanders in, goes back inside, beyond his boundary, goes into the city, to the Machne Yisrael. Lo, he's not meant to do that. Potter, there's no malchus applied. Shenemar, bodad yeshev mechutz lemachne meishavai. The Pasuk says he meant to sit on his own outside the Machne. By telling us that the Metzora, throughout his entire experience, Kol Yimei Asher Hanega Boy, Bodad Yeshev Mechutz LaMachne Moishavoy, the Torah is teaching you that although there's a lav, Le'yetamenos Es Machaneim, all these Timi are not meant to be found in the Machnes. They're not meant to be Metzame the Machnes. Technically, there should be malchus applied, but since the Torah is telling us that this is a continuous assay, mitzvah assay, throughout his negative experience, you meant to stay outside, hakosam nitkel assay. Torah connected it to an assay. We know that a lav which is associated with an assay, a lav hanitkel assay, doesn't generate malchus. So though he's not allowed to come back inside, but if he does so, there's no malchus applied. Because we have this extra pasuk, which tells us, mechutz lamachna meishavai, it's a continuous instruct to the Metzora, get out, go out. So the Torah is telling you that we're turning this into a mitzvah essay. Eisvei, Rebbe Kashma of Braisa, where we find that a Metzora comes back in, gets Malkus. Metzora shenichas lefnim mechitzasei. If he goes beyond his boundary, beyond his partition, he comes back into the city, be'arboim, he gets Malkus. Same thing applies to other tmeim, zavin v'zavis, shenichasu lefnim mechitzasei, they come beyond their boundary. So for them, it means that they came into the Machne Livia Be'arboim. They get Malkus. V'tomei Meis, however, which is, he's the most lenient form, less severe of all the Tmeim, mutar l'konis l'machan l'viya. He can go into the machan levi. He just has to keep out of the machan shchina, which is machan number one. He can stay in machan number two. The zava mitzvah needs to stay in machan number three, which is the machan yisrael. The mitzvah are beyond all the machanis. V'tamemeis mutar l'konis l'machan l'viya. He can remain in the machan l'viyim, which surround the Mishkan. By the way, when it comes to the Yerushalayim, so the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash is the Machna Shechina. The Harabayis surrounding it is considered the Machna Levi, where the Tmei Meis can find himself, Azav and Matur or not. And the city of Yerushalayim is considered Machna Yisrael, so Azav can be found there. But the Matur needs to go beyond the Machna Yisrael. It needs to be outside, dwell outside the cities of Kal Yisrael. So again, with Tmei Meis, Mutar L'Konis L'Machan L'Viyah, the Tmei Meis may reside in the Harabayis, V'loi Tmei Meis B'Lvad Omru. Not only a person who became Tamei by contact with a Meis, Ela Afilu Meis Atzma, even the Meis itself, can be in the Harabayis, in the Machan Levi, Shenemar, V'Yikach Moshe, Es Atzma Yosef Imoy. Moshe transported the bones of Yosef with him, Imoy B'Chmet Sosei, it was with him in his boundary, in his partition, in his Machan L'Viyah. In any case, we see that a Metzora, who wandered into the city, gets Malkus. In contrast, who's Rav Chiya says, who says that he's part? Tanoi, it's based on a machlokes Tanoi. There's one Tana that holds that the issur of Mitzur to be found in the city is a ordinary standard law which generates Malkus, whereas the other Tana says, no, we have an extra pasuk to teach us that it's turned into a sort of essay, a lavanitic essay, and there's no Malkus applied. The Sani, Bodod Yeshiv. This is the Mitzur. He's meant to stay on his own, to dwell on his own in solitude. Levada Yeshiv. He meant to sit on his own. Shiloyu Tmein Achirim Yoishvin Imoy. This pasuk teaches us that the other Tmein, such as the Zav, the Tamei Meis, they don't spend their time with him. They're not to be found in the same place as him. Why? Because the Metzora has his own area, his own territory. He's beyond the cities. Whereas the other types of Tmein, they don't have to go that far. Yochel, you zoven utmei mesem, mishtalchen l'machna achas. So we know that a Metzora occupies his own territory. He's beyond the city. But perhaps the zoven, the tamei mes, need to be in the same place. We regard them as the same type of class of tumah. They have to be in the same area. Yochel, you zoven utmei mesem, mishtalchen l'machna achas. They're meant to remain in the same place. Tamad loiver, no. A zav has his own place, and a tamei mes his own place. The Zav needs to be in the city. It can't be in the Harabayis. Where Tmei Meis can be even in the Harabayis. Tamad Loimer V'Lei Tamas Machneim. They're not meant to be Metamei, they're Machneis. It's a Lashon Rabbim. What does that teach us? That each one has its own specific territory. L'Itein Machne L'Zeh U Machne L'Zeh. We're meant to grant a specific location and territory and boundary for each individual type of Tamei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So this teaches us that once again, we have three classes of Tumah. A Tumah Meis, who's the least severe, he can't be in the Beis HaMikdash, but he can be in the Harabayis, the Machan Leviyah. The Zav must be sent beyond that, into the Machan Yisrael, and the Metzora beyond the Machan Yisrael, out in the wilderness. The Rabbi Yehuda. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he needs the Pasuk. He uses that Pasuk. Abadod Yeshev, Mechus L'Machan Moishavay, simply to teach us where the Metzora is meant to be situated, and therefore it's unavailable to teach us that it's a lavanita klase to remove the malchus aspect. Reb Shimon Oimer, he has a different pasuk. They teach us that Tomei Meis, Zav and Metzora receive their own places, their own designated places, and therefore, according to him, the other pasuk of Bodad Yeshiv Mechus L'Machan Shavah is available to teach us that a Metzora is part of a malchus. Reb Shimon Oimer, ain't it tzorich? We don't need to learn this halacha from the pasuk that you mentioned. Hari Oimer, we have a very straightforward pasuk, which says like this. This is the pasuk we mentioned earlier. The Torah says, send away from the machna all these individuals. Tamei Meis, Zav, Metzora. Now we know that we're dealing with different levels. So why speak about all of them? Yoimar Tamei Meis. The pasuk could have simply spoke about the people who are Tamei Meis, which are relatively lighter than Zav and Metzora. Val Yoimer Tmei Zav, without discussing Tmei Zav. Val Yoimer, I'll simply conclude on my own. Tmei Meis and Meshtalchen. If the Tmei Meis must be sent out of the Machne, Zav and Lekoshke, then of course it's Zav. Why speak about Azov? Azov is more severe than a Tumah Meis. See, a self-generated Tumah. Why discuss it? Apparently, the Torah here is indicating Liten Loi Machneshni. The Azov has its own designated area. Whereas the Tumah Meis needs to leave the Beis HaMikdash, but can find himself in the Har HaBayis. A Azov must go beyond that, beyond the Har HaBayis into the Machneh Yisroel. So this very pasuk tells us that each type of Tumah receives its own territory. Continues Rabbi Shimon. What about Metzora? V'yomer Zav, v'yomer Metzora. The same thing could be said regarding Metzora. The Torah could have simply said, send away the Tumah Meis, send away the Zav. Why mention Metzora? V'yomer, I'll simply conclude. Zav and Mishtalchen, Metzora and the Koshkin, if a Zav is sent away, certainly a Metzora, which is more chomer. The Gemara will tell us that a Metzora has additional halachis that a Zav doesn't have. He must let his hair grow, tear his clothing. So Metzora certainly has to be sent out of the Machne. Why do you have to list Metzora together with Zav? If Zav is sent, certainly Metzora. Lo menemer Metzora? Apparently, it's Liten Loi Machne Shlishis, to indicate that the Metzora is meant to remain in his place, a third area. The Zav can stay in the Machne Yisrael, but the Metzora has to go beyond that. So it's this very pasuk, this pasuk of Yishalchem and Amachem, which already teaches everything. That we have three different levels of Tumah corresponding to the three Machnes. Now, we have that additional pasuk which is now available. Kishu Eimer Bodad Yeshiv. Mechus L'machne Moishavai, that pasuk of Metzora, which is unnecessary. We already know that a Metzora has his own place. He's beyond the Machne Yisrael. He's on his own. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself? Ah, Hakosav Nitka L'asei. It's in order to turn into a lavanitic lasse, which takes away the malchus aspect. So in short, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this Metzora who comes back in gets malchus because it's not a lavanitic lasse, whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, this pasuk is available to turn it into a lavanitic lasse, and a Metzora who comes back in is part of a malchus. So Rabbi Shimon mentioned that the list seems to be superfluous, because once we have Tommy Mace, who is the most who's the lightest form of Tumah, and needs to be sent out, of course there's Zav, who's more Chomer. The more analyze the Brice. My Chomer does Zav mitamim is. In what way is a Zav more Chomer than a Tamim is? Shekein Tumah yoytzel of Megufay, because it's a self-generated Tumah, as opposed to a Tamim is, who receives this Tumah from elsewhere. Adram, just the opposite. Tamim is Chomer. We actually find the Chomer by Tamim is. Shekein Zon HaZoh Shlishi Shvi. The Tumah Meis is unique in the sense that he has to have a Zav on the Eifah Paradum on the third and seventh day, which a Zav doesn't have. So perhaps actually a Tumah Meis is more Chomer than a Zav. Amakra, Tumah v'chol Tumah. But let's take a look at that Pasuk. V'yishalchem an Amachne. And the Pasuk says, v'chol Tumah l'nefesh. What's the point of a v'chol? V'chol Tumah is coming l'rabbis Tumah Sheretz. Not only a Tumah Meis, but even a Tumah Sheretz needs to be sent out. Now, since the Torah is referencing a Tumah Sheretz as well, in that sense, certainly a Zav is mochamer, because a Tumah Sheretz, who touched a dead lizard, doesn't have to have a Zav or Eifer Paraduma. So, with respect to a Tumah Sheretz, certainly the Zav chamer mit Tumah Sheretz. In contrast to a Tumah Sheretz, a Zav is definitely mochamer, because a Tumah Sheretz doesn't have the Hazav. So a Zav, which is Tumah Yotze Megufay, is Mochamer. Why does the Torah have to mention Zav once it already made reference to Tumah Sheretz? Umay Chumrei, in what way is a Zav Mochamer to Tumah Sheretz? Kedamar, as we said, because it's a Tumah Yotze Megufay. Azarab, just the opposite, Sheretz Chamer. Why? Shekem Tumah Boinis. Because in contrast to a Zav, who notices this is a mission of liquid, it's cloudy liquid, he is Tumah But, provided that it's a natural occurrence, it's not be'oinis, due to an unnatural phenomenon, Rashi says, the overeat, etc., or physical exertion, which brought about the re'i of the zoif. A zov is not metame be'oinis. So he has that kula, as opposed to a sheretz. If a person touched a sheretz, even be'oinis, I guess, as well, he's tame. So a sheretz is chamer than a zov. Why are you working with the assumption that a zov is more chamer? We actually find a chumer by sheretz. The oinus is metame by sheretz and not by zav. Amri, they answered like this. Because if we're comparing sheretz to zav, now sheretz is only a one-day tumah. You meant to know that in the context of Tumas Ziva, we have several phases. We have the actual Zav, the full-fledged Zav. The person had two emissions, two Re'ias. His tummy 7 days. But if he only had one Re'iyah, one siding generates a one-day Tumah. So now in the context of the Tumas Sheretz that we're speaking about, we're comparing Sheretz to Zav. Tumas Sheretz is only a one-day Tumah. We find that aspect in Tumas Zav as well. If he only sees one time, he's tummy a one-day Tumah. If we compare the one-day Tumah found by Zav to the one-day Tumah found by Sheretz, there's no advantage to Sheretz over Zav. Why? Ki aygana, this type of Tumah, Zav nami tumuyim matami boinis. When it comes to the one-day Tumah found by Zav, which is as a result of just one Re'iyah, Oinus will be Matamim as well. This Petur of Oinus only applies to the subsequent Re'iyahs, but the initial Re'iyah of the Zav is Matamim by Oinus as well. So in the context of the one-day Tumah found by Sheretz and by Zav, touching your Sheretz generates a one-day Tumah, and seeing one Re'iyah of Zav which generates a one-day Tumah, there's no advantage to Sheretz over Zav because in both cases there's a Tumas Oinus. Regarding the first Re'i of the Zav, Matama Ba'inus. So once that's known, then there's no advantage to Sheretz over Zav in the context of a one-day Tumah. Rather, Zav is Mochamer because it's a Tumah Yetzim Megufa, it's a self-generated Tumah. That explains Rav Shimon's contention earlier, why speak about Sheretz and Zav? Once we know Sheretz is Tumah, certainly Zav, which is a self-generated Tumah Yetzim Megufay. That explains the first part of the Brais. The Brais proceeded, once we discussed Zav, why discuss Metzora, which is more Chomer? Then we'll analyze that as well. My Chomer the Metzora Mezav. In what way is Metzora more Chomer than Zav? Says the Gemara, Sheikin Ton Priya Uprima. Metzora has to let his hair grow, that's Priya. Prima is, has to tear his clothing. Vasa Batasha Shamita. So these three, with respect to these three things, a Mitzvah is Muhammad than a Zav. So once we know Zav needs to be sent out of the Beis HaMikdash, so only a Mitzvah. Says the more Adrav, if anything, just the opposite. We find the Chomer by Zav. Zav Chomer from Mitzvah. Why? Shekei Matame Mishkav Moishav. Rashi explains that a Zav who lies on something, Mishkav, Moishav, he sits on something. This Mishkav, this Moishav here, is an Avatuma to the extent that a person touches it. Not only is the person tummy, but his begadim, the begadim that he's wearing, become tummy. This is something unique to the Zav, and Metzora doesn't have this. What else does Zav have over Metzora? Umatami klicheres behesed. So generally, if a person touches a klicheres, an earthenware kli from the outside, it's not matami the kli, but a Zav who moves the klicheres will make a tummy. So these things are unique, specific to Zav. A Zav has chumras over Metzora. Why are you working with the notion that a Metzora is Mochamer? We actually find Chumra is by a Zav over Metzora. Says the Gemara similar to before, Amakra, but the Pasuk says, V'yishalchu v'namachne v'chol Zav. Instead of just saying Zav, Amakra, Zav, v'chol Zav. It adds the word v'chol, which is coming to add not only a Zav, but a Baal Keri as well. He had a different type of Re'iyah. He noticed a clear liquid. So Rashi says a ziva is a cloudy liquid, balkeri is a clear liquid, a different type of experience. And the Torah is including him as well. You're required to send him out of the machn. The chol zav is coming to l'rabbi's balkeri. So once we're speaking about the context of a balkeri here, within this context, the comparison to Metzora is definitely in favor of Metzora. Because the Balkeri doesn't have the Chumrah of the Mishkav and the Moshav like the Zav. So comparing Metzora to Balkeri, certainly Metzora has the upper hand. Metzora, Chumrah and Balkeri. In what way? Umay Chumrah, what is the Chumrah to Metzora? Kedamar, as we said, he has Priya, has Prima, has Tashamita, which Balkeri doesn't have. So sure, perhaps when you're comparing Zav to Metzora, not necessarily is Metzora Muhammad, but the Torah here is including Balkeri as well. And certainly, a Metzora is Muhammad to Balkeri. Adarab, just the opposite, Balkeri Chomer. We find a Chomer by Balkeri over Metzora. In what way? Shekei Matami B'mashu. The term of Balkeri applies even to just a drop of the Keri. As opposed to a Metzora, we know there's a sheer of grist. The nega has to be the size of it, of a bean. So this is a maila, an advantage, a chumra that Balkeri has over Metzora. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Why? Savalok Rabbi Nassan. Apparently Rabbi Shimon follows Rabbi Nassan Shita. That a Balkeri also has a shear. It's not just a mashu. This tani. Rabbi Nassan, I remember Shimon Rabbi Shimon. Zav, tzorech kachasimas piyam. How much ziva does a zav have to see to become tummy? Enough liquid that plugs up the opening of the aver. So it's not a mashu, it's more that there's a certain shear there. V'loi hoid l'chacham, chacham disagreed. Now what pertains to us is as follows. V'iskash le'bal keri le'zav. We have a hekish from zav to bal keri. Rashi brings up sukkim there. And just as a zav has a shear of how much ziva he needs to see to become tami, bal keri as well. So you see that a bal keri is not matami v'mashu, which leaves mitzera with the upper hand. So Mitzvah has those chumras that he has priya, prima, tashashamita, and Balkari doesn't have anything, any advantages over Mitzvah. So once the Torah speaks about a Balkari being sent out, certainly a Mitzvah is meant to be sent out. And that leads us to the conclusion, says Rav Shimon, that Torah is indicating. But why mention all three? To teach us that each one has his own specific, unique, designated place, his own territory, where he has to remain during his tumah. Concludes the Gemara with one more thing. We said the word koil is coming to be marvet. So kol tumei meis, going to be marvet, the tumei sheretz, kol zav, the balkeri. What about v'chol tzorua lomali? What's the point of the word v'chol by tzoras? What do we come to include there? That's more nothing. I did chsiv kol zav, on account of the Torah saying kol zav, chsiv nami kol tzorua, Torah also applied a similar wording by tzorua, even though we're not coming to include anything. So in conclusion, we have Rav Shimon, who says, well, why does the Pasuk have to give us a list? Apparently each one has his own place to be. Which leaves the Pasuk, that separate Pasuk by Metzora, of Kol Yimei Asher Negaboy, Badad Yeshev, Mechus Lamachim Meshavei, to teach us that the Metzora's requirement is really based on an essay, a Lavanitical essay, which removes the Malkus aspect. That's Rav Shimon's approach. Rav Yehuda disagrees, because he uses that pasuk to teach us where the Mitzvah is meant to stay. Says the Gemara, why couldn't Rabbi Yehuda simply go along with Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir, come Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon seems to be speaking correctly. How does Rabbi Yehuda respond to Rabbi Shimon's presentation? Rabbi Shimon's kasha. Why does the pasuk have to say, V'yishalchom anamachna, deitzaru adazav, detamel nefesh? Once we speak about the tamel nefesh, leave everybody else alone, it's self-understood. Apparently that pasuk is coming to teach us each one has his own territory. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with that pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir, come Rabbi Shimon. How am I bailey? Rabbi Yehuda needs that pasuk to teach us another halach. Look at this one. And the pasuk here is bundling together the three types of tmeim to teach us. They are interdependent. Rabbi Zoymer, when we have a Karban Pesach which is brought by Tumah, we learned earlier, this only applies to the tmeim that are not self-generated tmeim, such as the Zav and the Metzer. So they're not meant to take part in the Korban Pesach. However, suppose they insisted, they forced their way into the Azor, the Zav and the Metzer, are they Chayiv Karas, which is a general oinish for a person who is tummy, who finds himself into the Azor, finds his way into the Azor. Perhaps this applies even when Kal Yisrael is involved in processing a Pesach Batumah. Perhaps in the case where the Zav and the Mitzvah forced their way into the Azor, but Pesach Batuma, when Yisrael were involved in doing the Pesach Batuma, although they're not meant to be there, Yochel Yuchayav, and perhaps they get Kurs, Tamaloimer, no. V'yishalchu v'namachan, kol tzorua v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh. The Torah is binding them together. The three different classes of tamei. Tamei Nefesh, the Zav and the Mitzvah, to teach us. They are dependent one another. The B'shosha Tamei Mesim Eshtalchem, when the Tamei Mesim are sent away, during your ordinary, your typical time, Zav and the Mitzvah Eshtalchem, then those types of Tamei must be sent away. And if they don't, they get curses. Ein Tamei Mesim Eshtalchem. But in a time where they're doing the Karban Pesach Batumah, and the Tamei Mesim are filling the Azor. In that case, Ein Zavin Mitzvah Mishtalchin, there's a certain leniency. to the fact that if the Zav and the Metzora happen to find themselves in the Azara, they're not meant to come in, but if they happen to find themselves there, there's no curse involved. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this pasuk is simply coming to teach us this halacha, and is unavailable to teach us that each type of tamei belongs in his own territory. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has to go seek another pasuk to teach us that the Zav is meant to be in his own place, the tamei base in his own place, and the Metzora in his own place. And for Metzora, he uses that pasuk of Mechutz L'Machlam HaShavai to teach us, well, he's meant to remain out of the entire area, on his own, out of the Machne Yisrael, out of the city. And therefore, it's unavailable to turn the Isser into Lavad into Klase, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Metzora who wanders his way into the back into the city, he will get Malkus. Okay, let's summarize the Gemara thus far. We have two Shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. They're both going to conclude in a very similar fashion. We have the Machne Shechina, we have the Machne Levi, the Machne Yisrael. We have three different types of categories of Tmei, which correspond to the different Machnes. The Tomei Meis, he's meant to be sent out of the Machne Shechina. He can be found in the Machne Levi. And the Gemara says that Kol Tomei Meis, include the Tomei Sheres as well, who has the same Allah. A Zav, he must be sent away from the Machne Levi as well. Rather, he's to be found in the Machne Yisrael, and Kol, and the Pasuk is coming to include the Balkir as well. The Metzora, he's outside all the Machnes. He's Badad Yeshev on his own. How do we know that this is the case? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a Pasuk which says, Lo Yitamos Machaneim, which is coming to teach us, Machaneim, a Machne Leze, a Machne Leze. The Tmei Meis has his own Machne, which is a Machne Leviya. The Zav has his own Machne, which is a Machne Yisrael. The pasuk that says "Bodad Yeshev Muchus L'Machne Moishavei" teaches us that a Metzora, he's on his own. He spoke lashon hara. He generates strife and this discord between people. He must remain on his own, lonely and in solitude until he does tshuva, and he's invited back into civilization. So he's meant to stay beyond the machne. What does it have to do with the pasuk which says Vishachav and Amachne and lists all three Tmeim? It's coming to teach us that all three types of Tmeim are interdependent, and when we have a Pesach which is Baba Tumah, in which case the Tmei Mesim belong in the Azara, in that case it's not so severe if the Zav and the Metzora happen to find themselves in there as well. There's no curse. This is a reader's approach. According to Rabbi Shimon, we learn everything from the pasuk of Vishachav and Amachne, which gives us an extensive list. Kol Tamei L'Nefesh, teaching us that the Tmei Meis cannot be in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. So he's meant to find himself in the Machne Leviya. Now once we speak about the Tmei Nefesh, who's the lightest form of Tamei here? Why speak about the Zav, which is Tumah Yotze Megufay, which is more severe? Apparently, a Zav must go beyond where the Tmei Meis goes. He must be beyond the Machne Leviya into Machne Yisrael. Regarding the Tzura, why does the Torah have to speak about a Tzaraas, which is more Chomer? He needs Priya, Prima, to Asur Tasha Shamita. So once we speak about the Tmei Meis and the Zav, certainly we know that the Metzora needs to go out of the area. Apparently, he needs his own territory. He goes beyond Machne Yisrael. He's actually Chus L'Gimel Machnes. So going to Rabbi Shimon, this pasuk on its own already teaches us that each type of tamei dwells in his own specific area. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk that Yehuda used, "Bodad Yeshev Mechus L'Machne Moishavei," is available to teach us that this is of Metzora is a lav. Lav is Lo Yitamos Machaneim, but it's nitik la'asei. It's connected and related to an asei. Mechus L'Machne Moishavei meant to stay out. That mitzvah asei removes the love aspect. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, a Metzora, who finds his way back into town, although it's Asr, but he's Pater from Malkus. Continues the Gemara. Omer Mar, so we just learned, Zav v'chol Zav. The Pasuk, instead of saying Zav, use the term v'chol Zav, l'rabbi's Balkeri, to teach us that not only is a Zav to be sent out of the Machon Levia, a Balkeri as well. A Zav and Malkeri are similar in this regard. regarding the halacha of shiluach machnis. Mesayelei Rabbi Yechon. This is right, Rabbi Yechon, who also subscribed to this view that El Balkeri, although he's not so severe like his Zav, Balkeri can never have tumma for 7 days. But when it comes to sending him out of the machna, he stays together with the Zav in machna Yisrael. Don't Rabbi Yechon. He said two things. Number one, mechilos l'neskachu. The mechilos, the tunnels underneath the Azara, were not sanctified. They don't have the same dinner as the Azara. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yechon heard two halachas from his Rebbe, which are really unrelated. Number one, mechilos l'neskachu. That's number one. U'bal keri, and this is what pertains to us, u'bal keri mishtalei chusu shtei machnis. That not only a Zav is sent beyond two machnis, out of machna Shechina, out of machna Leviya, a u'bal keri as well, is sent to that same area. Says the Gemara, Mesve, who would have a kash on this halach, Balkeri kemaga sheretz. Balkeri is not equated to a zav. It's as though he touched the sheretz. My love of machanoisim. Should not we assume that the Brisa here is equating the Balkeri to a maga sheretz with respect to where he's supposed to dwell? Just as a person who touched the sheretz. Yeah, he can't be in the Beis HaMikdash, but he can be in the Harabais, in Machon Leviya. A Valkyrie as well can be in Machon Leviya. He's not equated to a Zav in this regard. He's more loyal to Masam. The comparison is with respect to the severity of Tuma, not with respect to the Machnis. The Brisa is simply saying, just as a Magash Sheretz is a one-day Tuma, it's called Tumas Erev, he's only Tummy until evening, a Valkyrie is only a one-day Tuma. But with respect to where he's supposed to be situated, in that regard, he's like a Zav, because it's a self-generated Tumah, and therefore, he's meant to be beyond Machon Leviya. L'tumasam? Is that what the Brisa is coming to tell us? That a Balkeri is a one-day Tumah? We know that from the Pasuk. Hai Tumas Erev Ksibbe, Vai Tumas Erev Ksibbe. Both, the Tumas Sheretz, the Torah speaks about Tumas Erev. The Torah says, a person touches Sheretz, he's Tumah till evening. Vai Tumas Erev Ksibbe. And this one as well, the person who experiences Shichas Zera, Torah clearly says he's tummy until evening. So why does the Brisa have to come be machagash to us that a Balkeri is like a tummy, like a Bal Sheretz, and he's a tummy to Masera? It's a pasuk. I love machanoisim. Apparently, the Brisa is coming to indicate that with respect to machna, a Balkeri is like a Magash Sheretz, and just as a Magash Sheretz can remain in the Harabais, a Balkeri as well. So the Maloi, no, Loilam to Masim. Actually, the Brisa here is comparing the two with respect to the type of tumah inherent in each one. V'kamashmon. Now, the Brisa is coming to teach us another aspect of its tumah, another element which is not really clearly indicated in the pasuk. V'kamashmon the Balkeri kimagasheretz. In this respect, a Balkeri is similar to magasheretz. In which regard, ma magasheretz metame boynis. Just as a person who touches the sheretz, it happens even boynis. If a lizard jumped on him, a dead lizard, he's going to be tummy even against his will. Af Balkeri metame ba'inus. Likewise, even if a Balkeri should experience his re'iyah ba'inus, as she says, kigoyin roh machmas roiv machal mishta, as a result of overeating, overdrinking, he will experience that re'iyah of a Balkeri. He's still tummy. So that's what the Brisa is comparing. Of course, let's assume that a Balkeri in a certain element is compared to a Zav, because it's a Tumah Yotzei Megufo, it's a self-generated Tumah, just as a Zav must go beyond the Machna Shechina and the Machna Leviya. It has to reside in Machna Yisrael. The Balkeri as well is similar nature, and he has to be Machna Yisrael. With respect to the Tumah element, in that respect we compare Balkeri to one of Tashtei Sheretz. Number one, as the Pasuk says, they're both only a one-day tumah. And number two, with respect to oinus, that just as a sheretz mitam oinus, Balkeri is mitam oinus, but certainly, as we said, the Balkeri must stay in Machna Yisrael, he must remain outside Machna Shechina, Machna Leviya, just as the Brisa indicated that a Balkeri is like a Zav, and like Rabbi Yechon Kali told us, that a Balkeri is mishtaleach chutz l'shtei machnis. I'll take a quick review of today's daf. The Gemara began exploring the makor that a Korban Pesach will be brought betumah if the tzibur is tummy. We have Rabbi Shimon Malachish's approach. The pasuk says v'shalchum an amach, meant to send out the tumei meis, the zav, the mitzvah. Why speak about all of them? Why can't you simply state the more lighter form of tumah, the tumei meis, and automatically we know the rest have to be sent out of the machan as well? Says Rish Lakish, the Torah here is indicating there is a point in history when the tumei meis isn't the azara, when the pesach is baba tumah, and in that case the zav and the mitzvah are sent out. So we have a raya that a pesach is baba tumah. Rabbi didn't like the raya. He says it's going to lead to an erroneous conclusion. Rather, he favored Rabbi Yochanan's approach. The pasuk says, "Ish ki yitama lenefesh." An individual cannot do the Pesach Rishon, which indicates that a rabbi mitzibur who atame tamei meis, specifically tamei meis, they can do Pesach Rishon. The reason why the Torah says tamei lenefesh to teach us that this heter that a tzibur can bring a Pesach Tumah only applies to a tamei meis, but not to the zavar mitzora who are self-generated tameim tumah yetzim megufay. They must wait till Pesach Shem. The Gemara proceeded with the halacha that a tumei must not be found in the machna. We have three different types of tumeim corresponding to three different machnas. A tumei meis or tumei sheretz must leave the machna shchina, must remain a machna levi. A zav, a balkeri, must leave the machna levia and remain a machna yisrael, a mitzera, outside all the machnas, outside the cities of Klal Yisrael. Ravida says, the pasuk says leitamas machneihem, indicating that each one, the tamei meis, has his own machne, and the zav has his own machne. The pasuk that says mechus lemachne meshavi tells us that a mitzera remains on his own outside all the machnes. Rav Shimon says we learn everything from the same pasuk v'shalchem an amachne, which gives us this list of not only a tamei nefesh but also a zav and also a mitzera. Why? Why go through the entire list, which indicates that each one has his own place to be, a tamei nefesh outside the machna shchina, in the machna levi, the zav, which is really more chomer than tmei nefesh, it's a tmei yotzim megufay. He's meant to be machna yisrael, whereas the mitzera, which is the more severe of all three, he's meant to be beyond all the machnas. According to Reb Shimon, we have an extra pasuk by mitzera, bodad yeshev, uchus l'machna meishavay, which turns that lav, the lav of lo yitamas machneim, into a lav hanitik laseh, and therefore the mitzera finds himself back in the Machne Yisrael, although it's Aser, but there's no Malkus. We concluded that a Balkeri has some similarity to a Zav and some to a Magasheretz. In what way is he Doima to a Zav? With regards to Machne. Because just as a Zav, which is a Tumah Yitzim Megufa, must remain in Machne Yisrael, he's sent beyond two Machnes, out of the Machne Shechin, out of the Machne Levi, into Machne Yisrael, Balkeri as well, has that same status. But when it comes to the duration of tumah, he's compared to a magasheretz. It's only a one-day tumah. When it comes to the oynas aspect, he's compared to magasheretz. Just as a person touches sheretz against his will, he's tumah. Likewise, a balkeri is also metameh v'oynas. All the best and atzlacha rabbah.